克罗西斯。
那属于克拉斯。
克罗西斯。
克拉斯。
克罗西斯第四章。
Chapter four。
Verse 7.
If he has been a dear old brother, a faithful minister, and apostle, the Lord will tell you all the years to
come.
He is a faithful minister and a fellow servant. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your heart.
我又打发一位亲爱忠心的兄弟阿米金
，With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you,
他也去你们那里。
Who is one of you?
他们要把这里一切的事都告诉
你。They will be known to you all things which are happening here.
那我们来看以弗所书。
Now let's see the book of Ephesians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第一。
Verse 1.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督被囚的器皿。
Ephesians 3:1. For this reason, I call the prisoner Jesus Christ for you Gentiles.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4:1.
我为主被囚的劝。
Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
我们看第二十一节。
Verse 21.
今有我所亲爱的、亲爱忠心侍奉你的兄弟推荐。
So that you also may know my fear because you are typical of your love for God and faithful in the church of the Lord.
他要把我的事情并我的情况如何全告诉你，叫你知道。
We make all things known to you.
我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰。
Whom I have sent you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs and that you may comfort your heart.
You
know, Paul here from our final
chapter.
We just read the book of Colossians and
Ephesians. Both
of them mention one person, Tychicus.
而且在这两卷书信里面都提到他怎样为主被囚。
And also in both epistles, they mention the house of the prisoner of God.
所以我们相信说，就是在保罗他在罗马被囚，在监牢里面。
So we believe that while Paul was prisoned in prison in Rome,
他有一个时候同时写了三封信。
At the same time, he wrote three letters.
这三封信呢，就叫一个人带到目的地。
The three letters are carried to one destination by one person.
那个人就是我们这里所读的推基古。
And that person is Jesus.
所以推基古呢，拿了那封信，到了以弗所，那就是以弗所。
Jesus gives the letter to Ephesus that he can the book of Ephesians.
我们说过，以弗所离哥罗西大概是从纽约到华盛顿。
We mentioned that this is the Ephesus in Rome as it is between New York and Washington, D.C.
然后推基古呢就和阿米西姆就一同就到了哥罗西。
So Tychicus and Onesimus went to Colossae together.
然后呢，我们知道就是推基古就把那个哥罗西书就给了教会。
Then Tychicus gave the letter to the church.
阿米西姆呢就把腓利门书给了腓利门。
And Onesimus gave the epistle of Philemon to Philemon.
那腓利门读完了以后，又转给全教会。
After Philemon read the letter, he had the whole church read it.
因为那个受信者除了腓利门，也是全教会。
Because we know that the receivers not only are Philemon and others, but also the whole church.
所以现在我们知道说，以弗所书、哥罗西书。
So we know that both Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon should be written in about the
same time.
If you read all the readings recorded in Colossians and Philemon, there are only two men except one person.
那比方说以弗所书讲的后面
For example, in the end of our vision
以弗所书说要被圣灵充满
He said we should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后接着就说，当用诗歌、颂词、民歌彼此对说，口唱心得的赞美。
He continues to say that we should admonish one another with songs and spiritual songs which brings to our heart.
然后讲到做夫妻的本分。
Speaks of the duties of Christian marriage.
And also
the parental relationship.
主人和仆人的本分。
The duties of masters as opposed to servants.
这里发现就哥罗西后面也对。
It's the same thing with the Colossians.
不过他现在不是说被圣灵充满。
So now in Colossians, Paul does not talk about you being filled,
他说,
filled up with hope.
你要用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的藏在你
心。But he says, have God's word richly dwell in your heart with all wisdom.
所以简单的来说,
But simply speaking,
以弗所书说被圣灵。
The teaching tells us it's filled with Holy Spirit.
哥罗西是说要被基督的话。所以你看见，当什么时候你被圣灵充满，就应当被基督的话充满。
So you see that whenever you're filled with the Holy Spirit, at the same time you're filled with God's word.
然后哥罗西也是讲到用诗歌、颂词、民歌彼此对说，口唱心得赞美。
In Colossians, it also says that with songs and spiritual songs, sing and praise to God in your heart.
然后也是讲到做人的本分，怎样做夫妻，怎样做父母，怎样做主人的本分。
Also teaches the duty as a parent, as a master servant, as a host.
所以你看得出来，以弗所书跟哥罗西应该同一个时候写。
So you can see that the vision of God should be written at about the same time.
不过因为对象不同的缘故。
But because the author,
所以有一点点的变化。
So there is a little bit different.
所以根据这样的结构，
Now, according to this construct,
我们可以十分的肯定，这三封书信乃是保罗在罗马监狱的时候写。
We're fully convinced that all these three letters were written by Paul when he was in Roman prison.
那现在呢，我想我稍微给大家一点的观念，到底哥罗西在哪里，
不说。Now I'd like to show you right now where all these three are located.
那所谓的哥罗西或者以弗所，就是今天我们如果找地图的话，那就土耳其那个版图里面你会找到这些地方。
Where the font or emphasis, you should be able to find it in today's Turkey category.
那你看那个土耳其大的地图的时候
，And you look at the Turkish map.
你特别往这个西南方看。
If you look at the map for the southern.
那土耳其南方当然是南边，当然就是地中海了。
In there is the Mediterranean Sea.
然后它的西边呢
？And on one side
也是地中海。
Also the Mediterranean.
不过那一部分叫做爱琴。
But in that portion is called Action Sea.
那么过了爱琴，跨过了爱琴海就是欧洲大陆。
And then when you cross over the Action Sea, you come to Europe.
所以你可以说这个土耳这个所谓哥罗西也好，或者是以弗所也好，可以说是在亚洲跟欧洲边界。
So whether Colossae or Ephesus, we know that they are right at the edge of the Asia.
那么大家记得，这个除了保罗写了书信给以弗所、给哥罗西之外。
Now, do you remember that besides the decision and the Colossians written by Paul,
约翰也写了七封书信给教会。
Apostle John also wrote that letter.
那么你记不记得他从以弗所开始
？Do you know that he starts from Ephesus?
然后是美拿。
And then Smyrna.
然后边加摩。
And Bergman.
然后菲亚菲拉。
And Pyrrha.
然后撒底。
Sardis.
然后呢是菲拉菲菲。
And Philadelphia.
然后老底加。
And Philadelphia.
你知道这七个教会，事实上是老约翰那个时候，他快一百多岁，那个时候他所服侍的七个教会。
Seven churches are actually ministered by John, who was about 100 years old.
结果他就被那个时候，因为他被放逐到充军到巴摩海岛。
Because he was exiled to Patmos Island.
这个巴摩海岛今天还在。
The island still exists today.
是很美丽的小岛。
And it's very beautiful.
它就是我刚才所说的那个靠近以弗所不远的地方一个小小的海岛。
And this island is really not very far away from Ephesus.
那么到了主日的时候。
in the Lord's name.
因为神的儿女主日就过给你纪念。
Because those
children
have all come together to bring
prayer. 最老院二十二主日是想念这七个地方的，
所以
你不是过的。
John really remembered all the cemeteries
that he went to the first. 那么他大概那个写信的次序啊，是按照那个远近的。
So the older he wrote, he wrote the seven churches in according to the distance where they are far away from him.
天气好的时候。
When weather is fine.
他如果站在那加加摩海岛的高处。
If he stands at the height of the Manhattan Island, he can actually see
everything. It's not difficult
at all. 但是慢慢地
把视力拿就不容易了。
But then you
would
find that it's not that easy to see mountains.
就远一点了。
So this is far away.
然后呢，又是叠加膜，越来越。
In the light.Becomes
father and father. 那么最远的呢是老底家。
The farthest one is Elijah.
但是不要忘记哦，这个老底家以后呢，还有就是再远一点那就是哥罗西。
And then again, the farthest from Elijah is Kamal.
我想我稍微解释一下。
I just want to be more intuitive there.
我再稍微指一下。
I just want to point out to you.
那这个就是土耳其。
It's Turkey.
是亚细亚。
Asian.
呀，那么这个就是爱琴海。
And it's Asian.
啊，你看这个是特洛亚。
This is
Troy. 啊，我们知道保罗呢，就是从这里就坐船就到了欧洲去。
This is where Paul took the ship and he goes to Europe.
那么这个巴摩海岛应该是这里面一个小岛，我现在不知道是哪一个，应该是这里面一个很小的一个岛。
There's no island somewhere here. I don't know.
所以你看见你最先看到的应该是你不熟。
So you see first you should see it happen.
假定你是约翰的话。
If you were Ocean.
然后是维纳在这儿。然后这家摩在这儿。然后菲亚菲拉在这儿，现在都在。这个菲亚菲拉，你记不记得？这个像贝加摩，像贝加摩。那么圣经提到的，那么今天你还是可以看到一些旧的。
Those are cities mentioned by because still
exist today. 那么 the
sign.
然后呢，沙迪。
In the
garden. 然后菲拉切菲。
And Philadelphia.
然后老底家。
And those.
你看，他居然绕一圈的。
You see how John went around.
那最后呢，最远的老底家。
And eventually, that's where they would be.
那么哥罗西呢，就在，因为这一带是个小山区，很多。
Because there's a small valley and river here.
很多犹太人。
Many Jews were there.
那么老底家呢是其中一个很重要的。
And the city is one of
the
very important cities.
那另外一个呢就是哥罗西。
And also Colossae.
那么圣经如果你读哥罗西啊，第四章那还讲了希拉波里。
If you read Colossae chapter 4, it also says,
how. 那应该在这里，这是三角形嘛？你可以看到这三角形，那是希拉波里。
Right here in the triangle.
所以呢，这个我们说的哥罗西、老底家和希拉波里，事实上是一个地区。
So we see Ephesus, Colossae, and Rhodes are actually one area.
那么当初保罗在这里待了好几年。
And Paul stayed here for several years.
所以呢，腓利门住在哥罗西。
So,
Philemon lived in Colossae. 那么多半他因为可能是生意的关系，他就到了。
Probably because this is the reason that he went to Ephesus.
那么然后呢？然后我们知道他是在那里的。
And then we know that he stayed right in Ephesus.
那么有一部分这里记住我们略化。
There's a part that wasn't drawn.
这个是爱琴海。你跨过了爱琴海。
If you cross the Aegean
Sea, 就是马其顿，就是欧洲大陆。
You will see the Macedonia, the
new continent. 那么你知道马其顿的北边有。北地底。
You know, in the northern part of Macedonia, you have the pine.
还有切萨洛尼加。
Thessalonica.
那么南边呢有雅典和哥林多。
In the southern part, you have Athens and Corinth.
然后又隔一道水。
And over a river.
再隔一道水 ，the body of water. 那么再往东走。
over time walking, you go westward.
那么你知道意大利。
You will come to Italy.
那么到意大利，你知道了罗马。
And you come to Rome.
所以从这个哥罗西要到罗马，就经过两道水。
So from Colossae to Rome, you have to go through two bodies of water.
对这样，我想大家就应该有印象。
So I think this method would make some sense.
那么，你如果读圣经里面的希拉托里。
If you read the Hierapolis in the Bible.
我们知道希拉托里呢是在那一带很有名的一个温泉。
You know that it's a very famous
area
of
spring. 你如果教会历史告诉我们呢？
这个
当约翰写信给老底嘉教会，
我听了the message of the
future。他说你混了，你也不热。
He says that you're not warm, not hot.
想温水，
想温水。
我发现了你或冷或热。
It only means you have a cold.
在我们普通读这段圣经都想得科学。
When we read this passage.
You only think about the drinking
water. Some people like to drink cold water.
有的人喜欢这个温水越烫越好。
And some others like the hot.
所以我们读那一段，我们老是想到哦，老约翰喜欢喝水，那么他不喜欢不冷不热。
Every time we read this passage, I don't know,
John
must
love
water
that's neither
hot or cold.
这弄错了。
But we're
mistaken. 那里的水呀，不是杯里的水。
The water there in the Bible is not the water
that's
hot.
那里的水呀，是洗澡的水。
The water of the water that you take back in.
是老约翰喜欢洗澡。
Oh, John really loves to take bath.
而且他所洗的澡是土耳其浴，大家听过土耳其浴吗？土耳其。
Have you ever heard of the Turkish bath?
那土耳其浴的这里是很滚烫滚烫的。
It is really hot steam water.
那一点都不错。你知道有一次老约翰就跟别人在一起洗公共澡堂洗澡的时候。
It's so true that one time when John was taking a bath together with other people.
忽然他听说有一个不相信道成肉身的人。
All of a sudden he heard somebody who did not believe incarnation.
因为他想的那个人如果来的话，神的审判一定跟着他的。
He believes that in fact person can make a judgment.
那或者有地震，或者有天灾，神的愤怒就要来到。
It might be disaster than the earthquake.
所以那里很有名的故事，老约翰呢，他就从澡堂里面衣服也不穿，就告诉这些人，我们赶快跑，因为神的愤怒就要临到我们身上。
So the old young rider will jump out of the water and let's go. God's wrath is coming to us.
所以我们要晓得，那里所说的不冷不热那个水呀、啊，是洗澡堂里面的水，不是你所喝的水。
So we should know that the passage that says that neither hot or cold is not the water you drink.
那么土耳其最好在哪里呢？最好就是希腊托利。
我们读一下
那节圣经好吗？你们希腊知道哪里是最好洗土耳其的地方？那就是哥罗西书，你看。
第4章。Chapter 4。
那他写信给哥罗西腓尊，然后第13节。
Verse 13。
他为你们和老底嘉并希拉托利的弟兄多多的劳。
I bear him witness that he has a great deal for you and those who are in the field and those in Hierapolis.
你们是哥罗西的弟兄。
You speaking of Colossus from.
现在还有老底嘉。
Now we have Laodicea.
还有希拉托利。
And then we have Hierapolis.
那个土耳其那个温度最高最高的那个地方就是希拉。
This is where the church has the hottest temperature.
那么那个地点呢，就是我刚才所说的那个，就是这个三角形那个地方。那老底嘉、马啊、巴格罗西，然后在这，它应该在这里。
The site is where I showed you before, in the triangle where Philippeo and Colossae.
我们有一次有一班弟兄们，我们就跟着保罗的脚步走。
One time a group of us followed the footsteps of Paul.
所以这个七个教会我们都去过。
So we have been to all these seven churches.
那么我们也到了老底嘉。
We also went to Philippeo.
也到了希拉托利。
And also Hierapolis.
那个水真是滚烫滚烫。
The water is really hot.
你的手一碰了，那非常非常烫。
The moment your finger touches, you would feel it sting.
那这个是有名的土耳其浴来源。
This is the famous origin of where.
你知道他们土耳其人洗澡就是用这么滚烫的。
You know that takes really hot bath.
那么老底嘉就不行了。
But in Laodicea,
你看这个水源，水泉在这里。
This is where the water stream.
所以从这里到这里就走了十几英里，十几公里的路。
From here to here, it takes you about ten more miles.
这个老底家没有泉水。
In San Diego, there is no water.
但是老底家是很大的一座城。
And this is a great city.
也是很富有的一座城。
And that was a wealthy one.
那为什么很富有呢？
Why is it still rich?
因为在老底家附近有一种草啊，可以治眼睛的疾病。
Because in that neighborhood, there is this kind of herb that can cure your eyes.
所以你记不记得主就对老底家说你要买眼药，因为那里通通是长这种草，然后从那里提炼药，眼药。
That's why the Lord said to them that you should buy from me the eye ointment because it's extracted from the earth.
所以老底家很有钱，很有钱的。
So this is a very wealthy city.
当这个老约翰写老给当当这个老约翰写约翰约翰启示录的时候。
When the old John wrote a Revelation.
事实上，那已经有过一次地震。
Actually, if there was
ever earthquake, 那次地震里面，整个老底家全部毁掉。
In one earthquake, they were totally destroyed.
这个政府还来不及把钱给他们，重新把城盖起来。
The government didn't even have time to give the money to rebuild the city.
他们已经把老底家重新盖起来。
And they themselves had already rebuilt the city.
所以这是很富有的一个城。所以圣经说你一点也不缺，因为你以为你是富足的。
So the Bible says you lack nothing and you think you are rich.
所以老底家是有名富足的一个城。
So there you see it is a famous rich city.
而且呢，也是那个他的眼药是全世界有名的。
And also its eye ointment is also famous.
那么但是那里的人呢，他们很有钱，但是不能跑到希拉波利去洗澡，那太远了。
Although they are rich, they cannot take that long trip to Hierapolis to take a bath.
所以呢，他们就引了一个管子，就从希拉波利呢，就一直引到这个老底家。
So they drew the pipe so they could draw the water all the way through Hierapolis to
the. 那么你今天还能看到那个老底家的旧址，就是虽然是已经是废墟，你还可以看到那个整个洗澡堂那个公共澡堂的样子。
Although today the city has become a ruin, but
it's
different
to the size. 然后你注意那个，你注意那个水管，
水管。And if you look at the water pipe.
你分析一下它那个化学的元素，那个从老早粘在里面化学元素。
If you analyze the chemical content there.
那个化学的元素和在新加坡的这个水泉那里元素是一模一样。
The chemical ingredients there are just the same as those found in the Hierapolis.
所以现在我们知道老底家那个水泉，如果有人要洗澡的话，那水从哪里来的呢？是从希拉波利来。
So now we know that people at the new field take bath with the water drawn from Hierapolis.
那在希拉波利那个水也许是滚烫滚烫的。
Maybe the water in Hierapolis is steaming hot.
但是走了十几公里以后啊。
But actually, they have traveled several miles.
不冷也不热。
It has become neither cold nor hot.
所以主耶稣用这个背景就责备老底教会，是也不冷也不热。
With this backdrop, the Lord reduced the
load. 我巴不得你或冷或热。
If only you were hot or cold.
所以这个就是老底家的背景。
And this is the background of Jesus.
那么老底家呢？在那个旁边就是哥罗斯。
And next to them is Colossus.
那现在我们注意了。这个三个城啊，都听见过福音。
They all kinds of gospel.
神要把启示给他们。
And God has revealed His truth.
那就很奇怪。
But strangely.
到今天最完整的一座城。
Today the most complete city.
是希拉波利。你今天还可以访问那个希拉波利。
Today you can still visit the city.
而且那里有一个景色很有意思。
And also there is very interesting.
因为那个化这个水里面它还有某一种的化学的原料，化学的那个元素。
Because there is certain chemical elements in that water.
所以那个水流下来像雪一样，像一片雪一样。
So the water flows down like snow.
所以现在在这三个地方啊，如果你要去玩的话，那大家都知道希腊波利，大家根本不知道什么波利，哥罗西或者是老底。
Now today, if you visit these three places, nobody knows what's
就是你根本找，就是说你到这个三个地方去看的话。
It is come to the three places.
你可以说希腊玻璃最完整，到现在还可以看到大概当初的样子。
You could only see Hierapolis pretty much the like what he was.
你脚底下还有一些东西可以看。
You
may
see a little bit of it. And we have been to
Colossae. Colossae, 一点都不见。
No
Colossae existed. 全部埋在地底下。
Everything was buried in the ground.
根本你找不到。
You can't see anything.
所以在这里给我们学一个很重要的。
Here it comes a very important lesson.
虽然圣灵那个时候在这三个地方都做过工作。
Oh, the Holy Spirit has worked in all these three cities.
保罗给了哥罗西人哥罗西书。
Paul gave Colossians the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书和以弗所是圣经里面的启示最高的两
部。Colossians and Ephesians are the two books at the highest revelation from God.
所以我们可以说哥罗西的人是最蒙福的人。
So we could say that Colossians is the most blessed.
一个是哥罗西，一个是以弗所。
One is
absolutely on the cross. 那个启示可以说整本新约最高最高的。
The revelation showing there is the highest revelation.
那保罗能够把这个书信给他们。
So Paul is able to give the letter to them.
所以就知道他们属灵光景不知道有多好。
So you should know their spiritual conditions are great.
所以保罗把最高的启示给他们。
So Paul gave them the highest revelation.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget this.
什么地方有启示？
Where there is revelation.
什么地方就有责任？
There is responsibility.
你的启示越大。
Greater your revelation.
你的责任也越大。
The heavier your responsibility.
将来审判从神的家开始的时候，那个审判也是最厉害。
In the day of judgment, when it starts from God's household, the judgment is so severe.
你看见吗？这是很重要的。
Do you see this?
所以，如果主今天让你看见什么？
So if today the Lord let you see something,
你千万不要笑。
Don't you ever be arrogant.
你不要说我看见教会的，别人都是工会。
Don't you say that? I've seen church, other people are.
好像你是最特别的一般人。
As though you're the so special people.
主给你亮光，不是为着你自己。
God, he gives you the light, not for yourself.
不是叫你把篱笆筑起来，和别人分完全分开的，因为你比别人更行，看得更多。
Not to let you build a fence to separate yourself from others because you have seen such a thing.
如果你不忠心的，
if you're not faithful,
将来审判从神的家开始的时候，
the day when God judgment starting from God's house,
你看你这一般人受的审判是最重。
You will see that people like this when you see the most.
你怎么知道？你看今天的哥罗西，
什么也没有，
反而老底家不是那么重，反而老底家不是那么重，老底下不是那么重。希腊波利呢？
But what about Hierapolis?
好像很爱世界。
Although it seems that they love the world.
今天全世界也爱他。
And the whole world loved it also.
他那个存的很久。
It could exist a long time. So don't forget the Lord's word.
将来我们到基督台前的时候，
at the judgment seat.
你看见吗？神要按照我们个人的行为来审判我们。
God is going to judge us according to our deeds.
所以我再说，
so let me say it once again.
如果主给你有哥罗西那么高的启示，
if the Lord has given you the revelation as high as that in Colossians,
一定给你和他比例相称的那个责任。
He also will give the same duty in accordance.
所以你千万不能不骄傲。你看见吗？如果我们失败的话，
if we fail,
那个才是非常严重。所以你看，有一班弟兄姊妹刚开始非常非常好。
So you see, through the brothers
and sisters,
when they first
started
your
ministry, 在英国，在英国，你看，主在英国兴起一班弟兄。
God raised the people in England.
就像巴比，就像高登穆勒他们，穆勒。
And Darby, like Muller.
就把最多的丰富给他们。
I have given them the most of his fullness.
但什么时候他们开始骄傲了？
When they were proud.
什么时候失败了？
Whenever they failed.
你看神的手是特别重的。
You see how heavy God's hand is on them.
今天如果你到英国去的话，
today you go to England.
到时候第关帝就会里面去。
And you go to the close brother's room.
你看你聚会只有二十个人聚会。
You see there are about 20
brothers. 那公开的弟兄会。
It's an open brother's room.
你今天在美国很多的。
think you have found as many of them.
你发现它和浸润会差不了太多。
You see, there is no difference between them and the Baptist.
你就没有想到神当初给他们那么多的丰富。
什么今天好像什么都看不见，这个就是那个很重要的意思。所以我们要很小心，弟兄姊妹。我们一不小心，当初你的启示是可以是大的，你只能讲历史。
你不能讲今天。你不要告诉我50年前是怎么做。主今天把我们放在这里。你要问说主今天是怎么做。所以我想这是个很重要的一个原则。你看这也是主的弟弟，你有没有看见？
这是菲利门的儿子当兵的地方。都是他的工厂的地方。那么很明显，哥罗西是最猛的。保罗给哥罗西书哥罗西的信，先让哥罗西看。
然后说你也给老底家的圣徒。然后说你也给老底家的圣徒。但很可能这个时候属灵的水准来说应该是哥罗西最高的。而希拉波利是最低的。所以到了后来荒凉的时候，荒凉的时候。
你看见是基基老底家吗？基基老底家，是，你看见在启示录，你看见是基基什么？是基基以弗所和老底家，没有提到哥罗西。所以我想从这个地里，弟兄姊妹稍微能够知道一点。
那么这能够知道一点这个我们菲利门的背景。So
from this geography, I hope to provide you with some background of Colossae.
所以简单的来说，这个菲利门就住在哥罗西。Simply
speaking, that we live in Colossae.
那么菲利门把他家打开了。因为他非常富有。Because
he was very wealthy.
所以全教会就在他家里聚会。
So the whole church had to be
household. 那么，然后呢，保罗就推击鼓，就送了一封信给哥罗西。
And Paul asked his
sick coach
to turn to the book of Colossians.
这个就是哥罗西书。那么同时呢，也让阿尼西姆带来封信给哥罗西的负责弟兄，就是腓利门，那就给了他腓利门。
And then Paul also sent a letter to the brothers in Colossae who are.
那就在这个时候，天西普手里不光有哥罗西书，
so in the hand of Titus, not only he has the Colossians,
也有一本是以弗所，
but also he has the Philemon.
我不知道那个以前还是以后，但是无论如何，天西普一个人就到了以弗所书，就把书交给以弗所。 所以弟兄姊妹，现在明白吗？我们要明白这个腓利门书，你要知道的腓利门书是和以弗所书跟哥罗西书是同一个时候写的，也是同一个时候送到这一班弟兄们。So
brothers and sisters, I hope you understand that if it's of the Philemon, Ephesians and Colossians, we're all written at the same time.
那这是很重要的特点。
那么等到我们等一等读到腓利门书的这个特点，就能够叫我们更清楚腓利门。So when come to read the epistle to the Philemon, we will have a special
understanding. 换句话说，当保罗写腓利门书的时候，When
Paul writes the Philemon,
他同时写以弗所书和哥罗西。因为他得到了最高的启示。Because
then he received the highest revelation.
在哥罗西书里面。
In the Colossians,
he tells us that Christ is the head of the church. In
Ephesians,
church is the body of
Christ.
那这是很高很高的启示。
This is truly a high revelation.
就在那个时候，他写了一封信，叫做腓利门。
right at this time, he wrote the letter of the Lord.
哥罗西书和以弗所书告诉我们他看见的启示有多大。
Colossians vision tells us how great his revelation is.
腓立门书告诉我们。
虽然他是个意象高大的人，
但他的生活没有和他的意象脱节。现在你看见保罗的生活，他的一举一动。
Now you see that every part of the talk.
你怎么解释他呢？
How do you explain it?
乃是根据保罗所看见的意象。
It's all according to what you saw.
所以现在明白吗？
How do you understand it?
意象把你带到天上。
Vision take you up to heaven.
腓立门书把你带到地上。
It's also the bring you down to earth.
现在不可能一个人只看见意象，而他的生活里面没有表现。
A man cannot see vision only and without any showing in his life.
一个一天到晚只讲意象的人。
A man talks about vision all the time.
这样的人是很容易流于幻想的。
This kind of person will fall into imagination.
所有有意象的人。
All the people with great vision.
他的意象就能够活出一种的生活。
On earth, he should have a certain kind of life.
有一种信，只有这样的人能够信。
And this is
the reason why
he
says,
He sees Christ as the head.
看见教会是身体的,
He sees the church as the body.
他才能够放下他的身段。
Then he can put down his status.
He let it open
his power.
在哥罗西书里面他说他写信是以使徒的身份为他们写。
In Colossians, he writes as an apostle.
但是腓立门书
When he runs,
你看不见使徒这两个字。
He don't see the word apostle.
他不是命令。
He's not commanding for him.
他求。
Instead, he appeals.
保罗必须从他宝座上下。
Paul has to come down from his throne.
忘记他自己是谁。
Forgetting that he is an apostle.
他是头。
He is a head.
他完全忘记他是。
He has authority. He is a man of change.
一面他根据他生命。
On one hand, according to his life.
一面根据十字架。
On the other hand, according to the cross.
根据这两点。
It's just two points.
他不是命令。
He's not commanding for women.
他为他的心灵祈
求。That's
the same with him for all that much. 弟兄姊妹。
在这里你所碰
见的。What you see here is. 一个诚实的。
It's an honest
fall.
A mature fall.
He's a man full of maturity. 感谢主的名
字。
感谢主的名字。所以当你读腓立门书的时候。
So Brian Fisher, when you read it.
如果你看见这个背景。
Can you see the backdrop?
写腓立门的保罗。
The man who writes the letter.
也就是写以弗所书的。
It's also the man who writes the letter.
写腓立门的保罗。腓立门书的保罗，明明在地上，奴隶制度在地上，在天上你找不到奴隶，所以这个奴隶制度只有在地上。但是感谢主，你看见保罗能写这样的信，就证明他是有意象
的，
所以不要告诉我你的意象有多大。
Don't tell me how great your vision is.
不要告诉我你认识教会。
Don't tell me that you know what church.
你不要喊口号给我听。
Don't just chant me.
你写一封信给我看。
Write a letter to me.
你能不能写出像保罗的福音？
Can you write a letter after
this
is
so good? So
this is just not only talks about truth.
这本书也是讲生命。
It talks about life.
这本书更是讲道理。
Also talking about ways.
有的人有目标，看见意象好像有了目标了。
Some people have goals and vision.
就像犹太人一样。
Just like Jews are.
只有犹太人跟基督徒，他们的荣耀都在将来。
Only Jews and Christians with glory are awaiting.
希腊人。和罗马人他们的荣耀在过去
priests and Roman's glory had already passed.
But
brothers and sisters, to you, their glory is in the future. But they don't know how to enter it. Only Christians do.
我是真理，我是生命，我是。
Because the Lord says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
So, brothers,
the epistle of Philippians is not
yes,
only but also life,
yes,
but also
way. 所以你看啊,
so here, although we're talking about background, but don't think that we don't talk about that. Only in seminary they talk about it. But this is only the beginning.
叫我们对于这本书能有更深更深的了解。
It's about at the end of the 2 year imprisonment in your house and that arrest that he wrote it.
那现在我来看这个，来看第二十二。Let's read verse 22.
What does the verse tell us?
此外，你还要给我预备住处。
It says, also prepare Jackson for me. So I trust that through your prayers, I shall
grant
you. So in Paul's feeling that, he would soon be released. Never did he go to
Colossus.
So he really wants to go there. So he told them, now prepare a guest room. You see that this their first time
that I come here.
So since Paul is in prison, how could he
possibly go there?
So probably he has received some news. Or
in
his feeling that
time
is up.
So he said, because I hope I want to go to the gate and go.
So he says that through your prayers, I shall be granted you. What does that mean to you?
那就是表示我从监牢里面释放。
That means that I have been set free from this prison.
那此不行办，第二章告诉我们，他做了两年的监。
Acts 28
tells
us he is in prison for 2 years. So here,
from here, you can draw a conclusion.
This epistle is probably written back then.
我想这个是个很重要很重要的点。光是被主受
了，
我们的主借着内部的监牢量给他一些东西。那现在保罗他学完那些功课，
就是
不管神把你放在什么环
境，
你要知道主要叫你带你经过那些环境。
You know that the Lord leads you through all those.
什么时候你学完你的功课
？Whenever you master your lesson.
什么时候神的手就挪开了
？Whenever the hand of the Lord would be lifted.
虚的时候我们就是不肯顺。
And many times we just don't want to obey.
我们受苦但是摆摆手。
So we suffer but we're nothing.
我们挨打常常摆摆挨打。
We are caught,
but we're
not.
But
not so caught.
现在主不只把他放在监里。
Now, not only the Lord has placed him.
而且现在你看见他学了他该学的东西。
Now that he has learned the lessons how to learn.
刚开始也许他有挣扎。
In the beginning, he might have to struggle.
刚开始他有奋斗。
In the beginning, he's trying to fight back.
现在你看见他安息在主面前。
Now that he rests before the Lord.
他顺服在主面前。
He is submitted before the Lord.
现在天就为他开。
Now the heavens open for him.
弟兄姊妹，你如果读腓以弗以弗所书、哥罗西书和腓立门书，你看见一切都把我们带上天上。
Every bit of it brings us to heaven.
以弗所书讲救恩，罗马书也讲救恩。
And so does Romans.
但是罗马书怎么讲呢？罗马书是从人开始讲的，到了外邦人犯罪，到时候我们圣人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。这是罗马书开，然后给我们看见因信称义，然后给我们看见因信称义成圣。
Then we see being sanctified.
Sanctification by faith.
To the
same. 磨成儿子的形象。
Everything has to be molded into the image of God.
所以就是你看见吗 ？Conform into the image of Christ. 这个乃是神至高的目的。
So you see, the highest purpose of God is to conform us to the image of Christ.
所以这样你很清楚是怎样引导我们从地上一直带到天上。
Then you see very clearly how God will bring us all the way from earth to
heaven. 这是罗马书。
And this is the book of Romans.
但是你不说不是真的。
But Ephesians is not like that.
经过两年满时间，那满满足足的那两年。
After 2 full years.
我们讲呀，主没有缩短一点的时间。
The Lord never shortens anywhere.
当保罗学足了神要他所学的功课。
After Paul has learned the mastery, the Lord wants him to learn.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候他眼睛开启。
Now Paul's eyes are open.
他被带到天上。
To heaven.
所以你再读以弗所书的时候，
还是讲福音。
那现在和罗马书不一样了。现在是从天上一直讲到地上。
Now we speak from heaven down to earth.
我们基督一同坐在一起。
We're seated together with Christ.
保罗一开始讲到世间各样的事情。
In the beginning, he talked about all heavenly blessings we have received.
这个坐监牢的人那是最低的。
A prisoner should be the lowest person.
但是主把保罗带到最高。
God has led Paul to the highest.
启示的最高。
To the very high point of worship.
所以这个一定是保罗一生一个很重要的关键。
So this must be a very crucial time in his life.
所以我们坐在这里的时候。
As we talk about,
我们还需要明白保罗一生。
And we also have to have some understanding.
保罗是怎么到这个阶段的
？How did Paul come to this stage?
是不是保罗一开始得救，他就能给我们写腓立门书，能不能
？If the one who came, he's able to give this book to you.
不能。
No, he can't.
早一点的时候。
Earlier then.
他可以写罗马书。
He's able to write the book of
Romans. 可以写加拉太书。
Galatians.
但那个时候他就不能写腓立门。
At that time he couldn't write this.
所以现在你能够明白。
Now you understand it.
保罗一定经过了圣灵许多的工作。
Paul must have been through many works of Holy Spirit.
当他写保罗的书信，当他写罗马书跟加拉太书的时候。
When he arrived, Romans and Galatians,
我们以为他已经到了启示的高峰了。
We think he has reached the pinnacle of the revelation.
结果我们看见他爬得更高。
But we see he is climbing even higher.
整个罗马给你的感觉是全世界的感觉。
You know, when Rome to you it is as though it's the whole universe.
这是够大。
It's big enough.
因为这只是整个的世界，只是整个我们的星球。
It speaks of the planet, it's the whole world.
但是保罗。他写你不所读的
书，
他给你看见的不是这个地球，这个地球还太小，他给我们看见的那是整个
宇宙，
所以继续，这个眼光从全世界到全宇宙。
A man's eyesight as being left from the universe from the world.
你不知道谁在保罗身上做了多么深。
You don't know what kind of work God has dealt.
所以我想给弟兄姊妹稍微一点的观念。
So then, sisters, I'd like to share with you.
你来读本一本书的时候。
When you come to read this book,
就比较容易。
It was easier.
我们知道保罗一生一共是33年。
We know Paul had 33 years.
我自己说从大马色以后。
I'm speaking of the years after that.
我耶稣在地上天然一生日子是33年多。
Our Lord Jesus also had a little bit over 33.
保罗也是33岁。不过他是从蒙恩在旧约里面开始算的。
But it's counted from the day he saved.
就比较容易。
It was easier for you.
我们知道保罗一生一共是33年。
We know Paul had 33 years.
我只是说从大马色以后。
I'm speaking of the years after that.
所以就在地上天然一生日子是33年多。
Our Lord Jesus also had a little bit over 33.
保罗也是33岁。
Oh,
不过他是从蒙恩在旧约里面开始算的。
But it's counted from the day he saved.
虽然他是我们有了年纪的保罗。
Although he says I'm the only Paul.
但是我们不要忘记。
Don't forget.
他蒙恩在旧总共是33年。
It's been 33 years after he has been saved by grace.
那么蒙恩在旧以后，他是33年可以分作3个时期年。
Now after he has been saved by grace, we could divide his years into
3 to 11 years.
In these first 3 years, he wrote 13 epistles.
That Thessalonica is the biggest.
The Thessalonians are written the earliest.
一共两封书信。
There are 2 letters.
那第一组最早的，我们第一组的书信。
This is the first set of books.
那么第二组的书信呢？就是哥林多前后书。
It's first set of Corinthians.
罗马书。
And Romans.
还有加拉太。
And also Galatians.
是第二组。
This is the set of the epistles.
那第三组的书信呢？
Now the third set.
就是他在罗马监狱里面写。
It's when he is imprisoned in Rome.
那就是以弗所书。
And that's Ephesians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
腓立门书。还有呢？
And
这四本书，但是我们说这四本书里面，
这个最后
还快要释放的时候，
那就是哥罗西、以弗所、
以弗所。That's when you wrote the three books of
Ephesians.
那最后他又写了三本。
So he writes the last three books.
那中文就是三本其次书，提摩太前书、提摩太后书，还有希伯来书。
And that refers to Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus. They all begin with the two songs.
那这个可以说是第四组。
And this is the fourth set of books.
但是有什么？你如果仔细来看保罗的
书， if you look at his epistles carefully,
保罗怎么解这13封书信？
How does he write all these three letters?
他的3个十一年里面。
In 3 11 years.
第一个十一年。
First 11 years.
圣经告诉我们他隐藏起来。
The Bible tells us that Paul hid himself.
他在大马色旷野，他是不是？他是大马色，他在阿拉伯旷野3年。
He spent 3 years in the Arabian wilderness.
在大树又隐藏了8年。
And he hid himself for 3 years.
所以那个8年呢，可以说是他隐藏的日子。
So although these years are his hidden years.
我们常常觉得很纳闷。
We often feel a puzzle.
因为像保罗这样的人。
Because because a person like Paul,
他一蒙恩得救，应该是被主用起来。
What he said, he should have been used by God right away.
但是神好像把他软藏起来了。
And so God has chosen him.
所以后来是谁把他找到了呢
？Even later, find Paul.
是巴拿巴把他找到。那个找的这个找那个字在希腊原文呢？
In the Greek original, the word
好像一个采珠的人呢、啊，到很深的海里面去找到珍珠。
It's like a pearl searcher goes down deep into the sea to find pearl.
所以保罗好像一得救没有多久以后，七年神就把他放在海底，不知道怎么地方。
So right after Paul is saved, God has redeemed him. He didn't know where.
现在巴拿巴就是那个采珠的人。
Now Barnabas is the pearl searcher.
他好不容易。把保罗找出来。
It's in our hearts at work to find Paul.
所以稀奇
的。Amazing.
像这样的保罗。
Paul like this.
他越早出来侍奉神越好。
Don't think the earlier he comes down the
valley. 他越早被主用越好。
Earlier he could be used by the Lord.
他为什么等了11年？
Why did it, I waited another 30?
那个十一年对保罗来讲完全几乎是浪费。
I thought it was a total waste of his life.
但是感谢。
Oh, thank God.
你看见吗？他生他一生三个阶段。
In three stages of life.
第一个阶段。
First stage.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩。
He grows up as tender shoots, tender roots before the Lord.
又像根属于根。
Like the roots grown out of dry land.
第一年就行。
For 11 years.
在人来看是浪费。
To man is a total waste.
在这个世界上能忘记。
在
这个世界上能忘记，这世界上能忘记。
The world has forgotten
you. 当你看忘记一件事情
forgotten one thing.
当你看见一个大的树的时候
When you see a great fig tree,
你只看见看得见的
You only see the visible part.
你觉得这个树非常的伟大
You see how great
it is. 非常的茂盛
So luxurious.
非常的繁荣
So great.
充满了生命
Full of life.
这是你看得见的
What you can see.
但是你不知道这棵树有一部分是看不见。
But you don't know that there is a part of the tree that cannot see.
它的树所以这么大。
The reason that the tree is so tall.
因为它的根可以支撑。
Because the root is very
tall. 这个根常常可以是几米以外看到水源去。
The root can extend several miles to reach the water.
今天人所称赞的那是看得见的。
Today what is praised is simple and visible part.
人不知道。这个树所以伟大
the reason that this tree is great,
它的秘诀
the secret of it,
乃是在看不见的
lies in the part invisible.
如果神要用你
so if God wants to use Paul,
保罗实在是个伟大的话
Paul truly is a great one.
你只看见我们看得见的
and you only see the visible part.
你看不见那十一年保罗是什么
you don't see the invisible part.
学生不能告诉
你
学生等到学生学成的时候关于我的 perfect 他就要向他写所以弟兄姊妹当保罗说不再是我乃是基督在我里面这什么意思他生活的模式不是他自己的
So now on the mode of life is still over here.
他生活的模式乃是基督的模式。
The mode of life is simply the Christ.
那我们的主在地上怎么过他的日子
How does our Lord live his life?
那个33年怎么经过的
How does he go through 33 years?
头30年。
33 years.
他像根出于根。
And just like the dew coming out of the dry land.
在耶和华面前生长如嫩。
In the Lord, before the Lord, growing as a tender shoot.
你想想，我们主是不是被圣灵充满
？Think about it. Has our Lord
been filled
with the Holy Spirit?
你想想，明白不明白圣灵？
Is the Lord able to do that?
他应该很早就起来侍奉。
He should have served in his early days.
他不要等到30，也许十几岁、20岁就应该出来了。
He didn't have to wait until he was 30. He should have come out in his
30s. 但是弟兄，天如果没有动静。
But if heaven had a God in work,
我们主什么也没做。
Our Lord did nothing on earth.
乃至忍耐等到30岁。
But patiently wait for it.
现在天上有声音了。
Now there is sound in heaven.
现在他开始。
Now our Lord started his ministry.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
学生如何，老先生如何，学生也。
As a teacher, you shall be as a student.
你看见吗？
You see this.
保罗他今天活着，乃是基督在他里面。
Today people live to become conscious
beings.
How does consciousness work?
你看他第一个阶段的那个意思。
His first stage is a different stage.
No,
the second stage.
那就是三年
的时候。And 3 years.
所以不就现在人的面前。
The Lord appears before
people. 你看见神用他。
And you see God using.
安慰了许多伤心的人。
Consoled many broken hearts.
Wiped
many people's tears.
他做这人的救主之前，先做我们的
朋友。Before he becomes the savior of us, he becomes our friend.
弟兄姊妹，现在神用他。
Now God uses.
为什么神用他？不过三年。
Why did our God use him for
3 years? 再次主的预备，好像是三十
年。And since it takes about 30 years.
弟兄姊妹，我们主没有睡。我们主什么都要比别人快才对。
It's a disaster in our Lord.
罪人骂是因为人犯罪。
Well, because men sin.
所以看小说，看这么厚的小说，一个晚上就完成了。
When you read a thick novel as this, we can finish in one.
但是圣经看两行就睡着，睡着了。
And then we get to line about of the Bible.
所以你要一个罪人来跟随主是要慢的很多。
But now, if you want to see us follow the Lord, it's going to be a long, slow
time.
Our Lord is not
like that. What are these two?
Why is that in
seminary
display a special thing? Because there is study about the teachings about God. They believe that in the Bible there are teachings.
They believe
there are teachings in the gospel.
They know that the Bible is just like the
whole universe. So you see that the God works so
systematic.
So if you really arrange it, We all know this theory that God's revelation to Paul is not teaching
no one.
When he writes Romans,
前面8章,
the first eight chapters, apparently it's divided into two sections. The first part, So you see, very clearly, everything is in order. When he speaks of the thinking for because he's talking about salvation. How do we deal with this poor of
things?
He speaks the sin as law. He speaks the thing as a
tyranny.
So when you think of it, the thing there
is,
we have a simple nature. That's why we have simple
truth.
So every individual poor
sin
are from all this simple nature. Not because that we have committed so many sins, so we become sinners. It's because we are sinners, so we commit sinful acts. This tree is bad, that's where all the fruits are
bitter.
How do you deal with
this?
We believe when Paul writes the Romans, he shows us being in his the highest
pinnacle of life.
Truly, Holy Spirit has led him to the most mature thing.
So then,
he has this great ambition. What is his
ambition?
Because in Ephesus, God has greatly blessed
him.
So he said, I want to go
to Rome.
Why? For
sightseeing.
Now, Americans, the second to the best sightseeing place is Rome. So we all know that Rome people think it as a wonderful sightseeing.
He has to read the next one to go there.
And Rome is and very angry.
所以他写信给罗马书，罗马那一书。
So he writes to Rome.
他说我要去。
I'm going there.
我希望欢欢喜喜去。
I hope to go to your place with much joy.
所以弟兄姊妹，
你
来看着神祝福他。
It seems that the Lord has been
blessing him. 看着他生命越来越丰富。
According wasn't still his wife at the new wine. He
could have been.
And his
things
were
not. There's
no hope for all of
us here.
What I have not received in Adam, I totally be received in Christ. Then we should be condemned even more. But
for the sake
of unity, the very last half year, the very last 100 years,
the very last 6 months,
you see our Lord
come
down from
the heavens.
This is the way of the cross.
这也是丰收的,
and this is a way of reaping harvest.
那弟兄姊妹,
学生不能, a student cannot be higher than a master.
保罗不可能过一种的生活, 比他的先生和他先生比较。
Paul can never possibly have led a life higher than his
teacher. 所以他的第三个先生,
so the first thing is
就像他的先生,
just like this, he was an originalist trying to preach to the emperor.
His
purpose was to
say
the
gospel to Rome.
He wanted to send the gospel to Rome and even into the palace room.
He wanted to preach the gospel to them.
He didn't have time to be in prison.
He didn't have
time to be in prison.
He didn't
have time to sit there and be in
prison. He didn't have time to sit
there and be in prison. He
didn't have time to sit there and
be in prison. Even 11 years, how great the work I have
done. He didn't have time
to sit there and
be in prison. Now, I'm in prison. He didn't have time
to sit there.
那弟兄姊妹，他每次传兵，那很多人一下子得救才对。他被软禁，他的链子连在另外一个链子手上。他的链子连在另外一个链子手上。他的链子连在另外一个链子手上。他的链子连在另外一个链子手上。他的链子连在另外一个链子手上。
A used a person like Paul. So whenever Paul preaches, that person must. First flower, you might not want to listen, but the last flower you have.
You think
Paul is a prisoner?
He's
not free. But now Paul has a
golden chair.
So brothers and sisters, he never dreamed it.
成为有福音的人。
It's a state of honor.
坐牢了还有机会传福音吗？
Even when he's in prison, he still has a chance to illustrate gospel.
我们年轻的时候在台北有一班弟兄。
When we were young, in Taipei, there were a group of people.
我们常常讲到我们将来的事。
We also talk about the things in future.
我们说我们将来一定要做个传福音的人。
And we said that we have to be evangelists.
什么职业啊？是传福音最容易。
What profession would make my evangelist the most?
后来再研究了半天。
After much studying about it.
你发现什么
最好？
你做理发师。
Being a barber or a hair stylist.
然后人来到这里去给你理发。
The people will come to you.
你起都不讲。你起到什么句话都不讲。
At first you don't say
anything. 但等到你一半的时候啊。
In the middle of it.
你开始给他传福音。现在他跑不掉了。
Now he has or she has to go.
他不能一半就跑掉，不行的。
Because he or she cannot stand up in the middle.
所以我们研究出来恐怕这种传福音最有效的。
Much of our research, we think that it looks better.
我们没有想到神带领保罗是更美好。
你
做梦也没有想到。
Never in the dream.
保罗失去了自由。
That Paul, although he has lost his freedom,
8个小时之内
in 8 years,
那个锁链另外一端也失去他的。
Those who are chained at the other end of
the chain.
Chapter 4.
第二段。
Verse 22。
众圣徒都问你们安。
All things with you。
在该撒家里的人，特特的问你们安。
But especially those who are of Caesar's household。
该撒就是罗马皇帝嘛。
Now William Caesar is Roman Emperor。
睡皇家的人，特特问你们安。
So the people from the royal guard greet you.
首先我们问一个问题。
So that's
an
accurate question. Now, Paul is in prison. How did the royal people
know
that? How did the royal people be saved? We thank God.
大概就是保罗对那些兵丁传福音时。
Probably while Paul is evangelizing.
他们在救了。
They're saved.
他们到宫殿里面。
They go to
town. 他们又把福音传给别人。
And then they share the gospel with others.
所以弟兄姊
妹，
现在当保罗问安的时候。
So when Paul was here,
他做梦都没梦到这一点。
Never dreamed of.
他起初讲我这下完了。
He thought, oh,
什么都没有了。连传福音的机会都没有。如果我是自由身的话，我还有可能到皇帝面前去传福音。
I could go to the emperor and preach to
him. 这个监牢的人能做什么？这个囚奴能做什么？但神的旨意永远高过人。
But God is always above man's will.
所以你读完腓立比书的时候。
So, after you
finish
reading
from
the
book,
you see this. God has now started a deeper word
in him.
Although he's in chains,
but
the gospel has been further. The most amazing thing. Now, when he greets people, the
greetings
include all the Caesar's household.
So, brothers and sisters,
we know God is always higher than man's
will.
We think the cross will shrink us. The cross is
to
reduce.
The cross will lead us to the very end.
Probably, that's the very end.
Now, brothers and sisters,
you can see the
job, and that's the top of the world.
the cross is actually the way of harvest.
所以你等到保罗经过这段时间。
So now, after Paul has been through all these things,
I'm beginning
to
tell you, 为什么这个事情?
Why did I have to change?
他没有想到。
But
he
never
thought. 神用这个受难。
He never thought that this would change.
叫皇家的人能够得救。
God is able to save all those who
give
him the Lord. His dream.
希望最后福音能受到成就。
That the gospel will send to the end of the earth.
当他坐牢的时候。
圣
灵已经把福音传到整个心脏中的心脏。
The Holy Spirit has absolutely
preached the gospel through the heart and the mind. 所以你读完腓立比书，
After you finish Philippians,
你就知道保罗学了些什么。
You know what kind of lessons Paul has learned.
现在感谢主。
We thank God.
两年快乐。
At completion 2 years.
他知道不久要释放他。
Now he will soon be released.
虽然他经过死。
Although you have been through death.
现在有个复活的生命要从死里出来。
Now this resurrected life is coming out from you.
我相信。
And I believe.
就是在他顺服，完全顺服。
When he is totally submitted to God.
神知道他完全顺服。
And God knows it.
神知道他该学的功课已经学
了。God knows that the lesson is supposed to have been finished.
所以继续。
God
is just. 这个苦难到底有多长？
How long
a
game of
three
actually lasts? The hand of imprisonment, how long will it imprison us? Not according to the power. Not according to the power. But according to how much obedience you have shown. So brothers
and sisters,
when Paul has learned this lesson 2 years,
到底还是要保留两年。
Eventually, it takes 2 years.
的确是。等到他完全顺服
下来。
现在他快要释放
了。Now he's about to be released.
就证明说，十字架上的身上的工作，终于达到他的目的。
It's true that the cross has actually completed his work.
就在他要被释放的前夕。
Right at the end before his
acceptance.
We know that our hands are satisfied.
So at that time,
and at that time,
弟兄
们,
他虽然在地上,
他是个人,
他却看见了天上的
异象。
弟兄们, 在那个异象里面, 他看见基督乃是教会。
He saw the Christ as the head of the church.
在那个异象里面,
in that vision,
看见教会乃是基督。
church as the body of Christ.
弟兄
们,
这是首先的
想, this is
the heavenly
vision.
但是,
but,
你怎么实际的,
how do you carry out this?
弟兄们, 一定教会是在天上,
on the one hand, the church is in heaven.
它的实际是
在地上, but it's practical, they actually learn.
就做意象来的,
vision wise,
教会乃是宇宙性的教会,
church is the universal church.
到了腓立门的时候,
in the typical way,
你看见教会那个实行完全是地方性。
The practice of the church is totally local.
你如果真看见什么是基督和他的教会，
if you have truly seen what is church and what is Christ,
你怎么说你是看见的？
How do you say they have seen?
那个实行那是在哥林哥罗西的教会。
The actual practice is carried out in Christ.
特别是腓立门家里的教会。
Especially the church at
Philippian
Tower.
And he
just happens to one brother.
There is Paulo in the chain. It is born the son of
Paul in the chain.
It is Paulo's chain.
Who is Paul's very own heart?
Arimus's chain and Paulo's chain are both connected.
Connected heart was actually connected with the Paul's heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and
sisters,
whenever,
腓立门能够接纳阿米西，弟兄，你是怎么
回事？ What is this mean?
他就等于接纳。
It's to say that he received Paul.
所以保罗说。
So Paul says.
你接纳他就是接纳。
You receive him, and you receive me.
弟兄，你接纳阿米西，我不止接纳。
You receive a messenger, not only receive Paul.
你接纳保罗就是接纳。
You receive Paul as that you receive the Lord.
什么叫做教会？
What is the church?
所有主所接纳。
all those received by the Lord.
你这些呢?
You have to receive them.
你不能看。
You cannot hate them. Even though he owe you a lot.
所有的账都归在我的身上。
Whatever you wrong you in the council.
这是保罗给的保证。
This is Paul's promise.
他是亏欠你。
Yes, he owes you.
他是得罪你。
He wrongs you.
他是伤害你。
He hurts you.
他是爱不起你。
He was still short of the church. But in church, you can say, I am the elder, now command you. Don't you think that once you say the church hundreds of times, you are church?
你不要说我担心教会立场就是教会。
Don't you think that I hold back to the standard church and honor church?
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
一个真的看见教会。
A man who truly sees what church is.
是能为阿尼西姆求情。
Is the one who's able to appeal for a man.
所以感谢主弟兄。
We thank the Lord, brother.
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
为什么这三件事是一个东西？
Why is it all the churches are making the same time?
同一个时候送到我们的手。
And at the same time, being delivered is our share.
弟兄们。
这里有很重要、很重要的讯息。而不看以弗所书和哥罗西书，这个是办不到。所以你需要用哥罗西书和以弗所书来解释腓利门书。 You have to use visions and clauses to explain this fulfillment.
反过来说。
And with each thing, the other way.
你也需要用腓利门书来解释以弗所书和哥罗西书。
Don't you use fulfillment to explain visions and